You're listening to High School Basketball on KMEM Radio, 100.5 FM, Memphis, Missouri. Macon is at Clark County tonight. You just heard the Clark County Lady Indians losing to Macon. Let's see what the boys do. Tonight's contest is brought to you in part by Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia, by Southeastern Community College in Burlington, People's Bank of Wauconda, Canton, and Cahokia, member FDIC, the Cahokia Media Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency, in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia, by Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC, by Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, and by the Hometown Journal in Cahokia, your weekly newspaper with all the latest news and features. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia. 25 minutes after 7 o'clock, it's Macon Boys versus Clark County Boys. Back with the action. KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Mark. Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. It is the boys' turn, and I'm just kind of having to wait. Okay. Okay, so they're going to start Jonathan Bray. I wasn't sure, and the coach wasn't sure, who Macon was going to start. Now we know. Jonathan Bray. And the lights are going to go out. And I'm going to be just as anxious as anybody else to find out who Clark County is going to start. So here comes Chief Stompin. He always gets a big crowd. All the great school kids are surrounded the floor. Well, there's going to be two Chief Stompins tonight. One came out, and then another one came out. So I think maybe Chief Stompin, number one, this is his last game. And Chief Stompin for next year is out to get a feel of things. So now the Macon players have come out in the center circle. And that's usually where the Clark County Indians go. So now the Macon players have, now the officials are telling the Macon players to get off the floor. So I could see maybe a little, they might take a little offense to that. Now, they were surrounded that center circle. The Bowden Klein, I think. That it looks like Brother Briscoe. Derek Billings may be in there somewhere. Connor Pearl's going to be in there somewhere. And Grayson Daniel. So I'm going to have to wait until the lights come on to tell you. But the Macon players, all five starters, surrounded the center circle. The officials said, go back on your own side, please. So it's going to be Callan Wheeler, Bowden Klein, Grayson Daniel, Connor Pearl, and Carter Briscoe. From Macon, Jonathan Brave, Michael Lanier, Boston Douglas, Caleb Rigger, and Maurice Magruder. Macon comes in 19-4, and Clark County 8-13. Should be an up and down the floor basketball game. As the crowd on their feet, fans plays a fight song. As the ball is up, tip is controlled by Macon. And there goes Magruder right to the paint. The basket lays it up and in. Maurice Magruder for Bowden Klein with the basketball. Do it to Grayson Daniel. Daniel had his back to the pass. Goes out of bounds, so it's going to be Michael Lemire will inbound on the near sideline. So Clark County will come out man-to-man. Nope, they're going to give it. Maybe it was tipped by Michael Lemire. So Garrett Billings gets the ball in to Wheeler. Back to Billings. Billings kicks it off in the left corner to Briscoe. And Briscoe double-dribbled the basketball. So now making the basketball is Maurice Magruder. Will inbound to Michael Lanier. As Lanier will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. Lanier between the two circles. Gets it to Caleb Rigger on the left wing. Now back to Bray. Down on the baseline, it goes to Lanier. Fans back out to the right wing. Boston Douglas on the right side of the circle takes it right at Carter Briscoe, and a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Carter Briscoe. So Briscoe picks up his first foul. Boston Douglas will go to the line to shoot two shots. Early in the going, we're not a minute in the game, 2-0 making with a lead. As Douglas, first shot up, and wouldn't go down. Did everything but fall in. So Douglas again stands on the line, eyes it, fires it, and got it. So Boston Douglas has 1 point. Placed by Macon. Garrett Billings in the backcourt. Billings gives the ball to Wheeler, still in the backcourt. Back to Billings. As Billings falls down, leaves the ball out of bounds, and it'll be Magruder to inbound to Lanier. Now, Lanier will go to the forecourt and Hayden Lovinger. So Lovinger will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Rieger on the left wing. Now Lanier, they swing him to the right wing in the right corner to Douglas. Douglas, now Magruder for three, bullseye. Maurice Magruder off the left wing. And it's 6-0, making the lead as Billings gets it across the timeline to Wheeler. Now Billings on the right wing, the right corner to Pearl for three. No good, airballed it. And now Lovinger was undercut by Wheeler. As Lovinger took a spell, came right down on the back of Wheeler, and then kind of somersaulted off his back and hit the floor. So the foul's going to be on Wheeler. That's his first. Magruder will inbound to Lovinger. As Lovinger will bring it across the timeline. Lovinger to the top of the key, still with the dribble. Now left side of the circle, fall back three, no good. Whistle and a foul, and another foul on Whip. Going to call a foul on, it looks like, Boston Douglas. Let's wait and see what it is. No, Caleb Rieger picked up the foul. That's his first. Again, pressure by Macon. Billings in the backcourt. Dribbles into a double team, gets it to Daniel. Now Pearl in the left corner. Pearl to the left wing to Billings. Billings has it between the two circles. Bounce pass. Briscoe at the top of the key to Billings. Takes it to the basket. Throws up the shot. No good. Rebound Magruder. Magruder wants to run. Runs to the right wing. Gets it off in the right corner. Dylan Mayer trying to get it back to Magruder. Throw it right to Billings. Billings through a double team. Bounce pass to Daniels on the right wing. And now Dennis Stent wants a timeout. 5:40 left to play in the first quarter. Making six. Clark County nothing. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
5:40 left to play in the first quarter. Boys game, 6-0, making the lead. Carter Briscoe inbounds to Billings. Briscoe gets it right back. Now bad pass thrown away by Lovinger. Lovinger with the left hand puts it up and got it. 2 points for Lovinger, 8-0. It's Billings against pressure, gets it to Wheeler. Wheeler to Billings. Billings, bad pass, and almost saved inbounds by Boston Douglas. But he stepped on the sideline, so it'll be Clark County basketball out of bounds in front of the Macon bench. Carter Briscoe will trigger. Briscoe looks for somebody, gets it to Billings. Right back to Briscoe. As Briscoe to Pearl, try to get it inside to Daniels. Off his hands, picked up by Billings. Back to Pearl on the left baseline. To Wheeler, to Connor Pearl. Inside to Daniels. Turn around, 10-footer, no good. And off the rebound, Caleb Rigger. Rigger to Lovinger. As Lovinger behind the back pass to Lanier on the left wing. Gives it to Magruder. Give and go. Underneath the basket to Lovinger. And now Boston Douglas for three. No good. Gets his own rebound on the left side of the circle. As Lanier, well, that's Lovinger, gets it inside to Magruder on the baseline. Magruder puts it off glass. Got it. What a move by Maurice Magruder. He has seven. 10-0. Macon with the lead as Billings. Bounce pass to Wheeler. Back to Billings. Billings across the timeline, top of the key to Daniel. Connor Pearl against Boston Douglas kicks it back out to Wheeler. Now Daniel from 15 got it. Grayson Daniels with 2 points. And he has Clark County on the board. Lovinger in a double team in front of the scorers table. And Macon calls a timeout. 4:04 left to play in the first quarter. It's Macon 10. And Clark County 2 back in 30 seconds. This is KNAM Sports.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. Maurice Magruder on the deep right wing. As Clark County goes 2-3 zone, they give it to Lovinger on the left wing. Skip to the right wing to Magruder. Magruder gives it to Boston Douglas. He's at the top of the key now. Magruder on the right wing. Magruder stops, pops, and five. No good. And Connor Pearl off the rebound. To Billings. As Billings tried to split a double team, now he dribbles around it. Pearl in the right corner gets it in. The Daniels puts it up and in. Nice play by the Indians. 4 points for Grayson Daniel. As Lovinger has it on the left wing. Directs some traffic. Magruder top of the key. The Lovinger on the deep left wing. As Lovinger brings it out between the two circles. Then you know Lanier on the right wing. Lanier gets it back out to Magruder. Gives him a wide open three. Missed it. And Grayson Daniels off the rebound. Daniels out to Billings. Billings half court pass to the left wing to Wheeler. Wheeler gives it across the free throw line. Backs off top of the key. Gives it to Briscoe on the right wing. Briscoe hands it back to Wheeler. Wheeler inside to Daniels. Turns, puts a shot up. No good. And a rebound comes off to Maurice Magruder. And Magruder takes it down the lane. And went in the air, had to get rid of it, tried to give it to Rager, and off Rager's hands and out of bounds. So pressure by Macon. Clark County with the basketball. Trailing 10-4 with 2:20 left to play in the first quarter. Wheeler bounced past the Pearl at the top of the key. Daniels in the right corner, gives it back to Wheeler. Now Billings to the left corner, goes to Briscoe for three. Bullseye! Carter Briscoe hits a three. And it's 10-7, making with the lead in the basketball. Under 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Lovinger brings it across the timeline to Lanier on the left wing. As Lanier holds the basketball, looks for somebody, skips it over to Lovinger on the right wing. Lovinger to Magruder. Magruder down the right lane. Kicks it inside to Rager. Tried to. Batted away by Clark County. And Billings with the basketball. Billings brings it across the timeline to Wheeler. Now tried to bounce past to Briscoe. And the ball is stolen away by Lovinger. Now they throw a jump ball. Alternating possession stays with Clark County. Carter Briscoe will inbound on the near sideline. Briscoe looks for somebody. Bounce past to Daniels. Fall away 10-footer off the baseline. No good. Pearl with the rebound. He's put back. Got it. Connor Pearl with two. And it's a one-point making lead. 10-9. 1-11 left to play in the first quarter. Lanier on the left wing. Lovinger between the two circles. Lovinger to the top of the key. They're trying to figure out this zone as they give the ball to Boston Douglas. He'll try a three. High arching shot. No good. And Connor Pearl off the rebound. To Billings. Gets it ahead to Briscoe. Briscoe, three-pointer on the way. No good. But the rebound gets around to Maurice Magruder. Gets it ahead. Jams it home. That's Boston Douglas, and they're going to call him for hanging on the rim. Going to call a technical foul for hanging on the rim. He jammed it home, and then did a couple of pull-ups. So that's going to be a foul on Boston Douglas. He got the 2 points. As now, Dale Davenport talks to the official along with Boston Douglas saying, what did I do? Well, he jammed it home, and he just hung on the rim as the first free throw by Daniels is no good. So Grayson Daniels has 4 points, looking for five. Isaac fires it and missed them both. But that's what got him in trouble. It's the second swing, I think. It was held on, did a pull-up, and then just kind of swung a couple of times, and that second lap probably got it. So Billings with the basketball. Guarded by Lanier. Picks up the dribble. Daniels from the free throw line. In and out, no good. And we're still in a foul. Nope, no foul. The ball was tapped out of bounds by Connor Pearl. 26 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Magruder will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to, I'm going to say, Lanier. Now Boston Douglas on the left wing. Douglas gets it underneath to Magruder. Puts his shot up and missed it. And Connor Pearl over the rebound. To Wheeler. Wheeler lost it right along the timeline. And the Macon fans want it over and back. Here's a three-pointer on the way. No good by Connor Pearl, and that's into the first quarter with the score. Macon 12, Clark County 9. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
You may know the story of Emmett Till, the 14-year-old boy who was brutally beaten and murdered in Mississippi. But you might have never heard his story if it weren't for one woman, his grieving mother, who turned her son's death into a rallying cry for justice.
A voice said to me, the world will cry for Emmett Till.
From ABC Audio comes Reclaimed, the story of Mamie Till Mobley. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait a minute. You mean now I can listen to GMA anytime of the day, anywhere?
Yes, that's exactly what we mean with a new Good Morning America podcast. Listen to all of GMA served up daily straight to you.
Oh, Michael.
What? I'm listening to our new GMA podcast. It's really good.
Listen to the Good Morning America podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe now. It's really good.
Back at Clark County High School, Magruder inbounds to Lovinger as we start the second quarter, 12-9, making the lead. Lovinger on the left wing, out past Magruder, top of the key. As Magruder dribbles to the right wing, picks up the dribble, looks for somebody, gets it out to Lanier between the two circles. Now Boston Douglas dribbles to the left side of the circle, gives it in the left corner. Now the left wing, it goes to Lanier. I'm trying to figure out, because with the student section standing up, can't see anything in the right corner. Now, three-pointer by Lanier. It Pinball in and out, no good. The whistle and a foul. As the foul's going to be against Macon. As of, well, can't be on Boston Douglas because this Rager's going to check out. Yep, they're going to call it on Rager. That's his second, so he checks out. Here comes Clark County. Wheeler with the basketball. Didn't go to Briscoe. Puts it off glass, no good. Daniels with the rebound. Out of the crowd, puts it up and in. 6 points for Grayson Daniels. Lanier gives it to Lovinger. Now Magruder back to Lanier out of the left corner. Lanier along the baseline. 10-footer on the way. No good. And Grayson Daniels off the rebound to Wheeler. As Wheeler will bring it across the timeline. Now pass underneath. To Harrison Parker puts it up and got it. Parker just kind of snuck back there by himself. And it's 1 point Clark County lead. Macon with the basketball. As in for Macon is Jace Terry. So Lovinger gets it inside to Douglas. Left it short, but it's rebound put up and in by Hayden Lovinger. He has four. 14-13. Macon with the lead. Wheeler gets across the timeline to Parker. Parker dribbles out of the double team. Gets it out to Wheeler at the top of the key. Passed up the shot. And now Lucas Edelman in the ball game. Edelman has it down among the trees. Puts it off glass. Missed it. Well, that was Harrison Parker. But he drew the foul, so he'll go to the line. He shoots a 1-1. And the foul is going to be on Jace Terry. That's his first. And it's Harrison Parker with two, looking for three. 14-13, making with a lead. Shot up, got it. 3 points for Parker. Tied at 14, 6 minutes left to play in the first half. Parker with three, looking for four. Shot up, missed it. And Daniels can draw the rebound. Fans out of the left corner. Gives it to Wheeler between the two circles. To the right wing, it goes to Edelman. As Edelman almost walked with it. Looks for somebody. Gets it to Daniels out between the two circles. Now Briscoe underneath to Parker. Parker, turn around, five-foot fall away. No good. And Magruder off the rebound. Magruder gives it in the right corner. A three-pointer on the way. No good by Douglas. And rebound slapped out of bounds by Lovinger. So it goes back to Clark County. Tied at 14. As Edelman gets it ahead on the right wing to Daniels. Back to Edelman to Wheeler. To the left wing to Briscoe. Dribble to the left wing. Now Daniels will try a three. No good. And the rebound comes off to Douglas. Gets it ahead to Lanier. Lanier off glass. Got it. 2 points for Michael Lanier. Edelman in the backcourt to Wheeler. They sure by Macon. Wheeler. Bounce pass across the timeline of the right wing to Edelman. As Edelman dribbles out of a double team, picks up the dribble, gives it back to Wheeler in a double team. Now Briscoe for three, bullseye! Carter Briscoe out of the right corner. He has six. It's 19-17. Macon with up by two with the basketball. That's Lovinger. Gives it to Magruder between the two circles. Three-pointer out of the right corner. Bullseye. That was by Michael Lanier. 5 points for Lanier. So it should be 22-17 is what I think it should be. Wheeler tried to get it to Briscoe and knocked out of bounds by Macon. It's 4-9-12. Well, 19 is what it should be. Even after that three, I must be seeing things. So 19-17, making a little lead as Briscoe will inbound. Pearl in the left corner. Wheeler to the top of the key. Wheeler tried to find Parker, batted away, but picked up by Briscoe on the near sideline. Edelman in the left corner inside to Pearl off glass. Got it. 4 points for Connor Pearl. We're tied at 19. Under 4 minutes left to play in the first half. Lovinger will bring it across the timeline. Out pop Douglas at the top of the key. Douglas will try a three. Bullseye! Boston Douglas, not only can he slam them home, he just hit a three from the top of the key. 22-19. Making with a lead. Here comes Wheeler across the timeline. Wheeler looks for somebody. Bounce past to Pearl on the left wing. Left baseline, Grisco. Grisco guarded by Lovinger. Bounce past to Wheeler between the two circles. Edelman on the right wing. Back to Wheeler, right side of the circle. Inside, Parker puts up the shot. Got it. Harrison Parker with five. 22-21, making with the lead in the basketball. As Lovinger takes it to the left wing. Boston Douglas between the two circles. To Lovinger. Lovinger kicks it out to Magruder. Three-pointer out of the left baseline. Right baseline has Michael Lanier. Two in a row for Lanier. He has eight. Across the timeline, it comes to Lucas Edelman. Edelman kicks it out to Wheeler. Wheeler left side of the circle to Edelman at the top of the key. As Edelman hands it off to Wheeler on the left side of the circle. Parker has it in the left corner. Tried to get it to Grisco. Now Parker's going to try it. And bullseye! Harrison Parker on fire. He has eight. 25-24. Making with the lead. He's going to give the ball to Douglas in the left corner for three. Bullseye! Douglas has two in a row. He has 9-28-24. 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Wheeler brings it across the timeline. It's Wheeler to Connor Pearl. Back to Wheeler, top of the key. Edelman in the left corner. Gives it back to Wheeler. Now Connor Pearl on the right lane. Pearl kicks it back out to Grisco, right side of the circle. Now Parker has it as he drives the left baseline into a double team. And tried to bounce past it out and almost stolen away by Logan Petrie. Then it goes out of bounds, so it'll be Grisco to inbound on the near sideline. 1:35 left to play in the first half. As Grisco lob underneath, Connor Pearl off glass, missed a wide open bunny. And here comes Macon in a hurry as Lovinger. Well, that was Lanier along the baseline, missed a 5-foot runner. And Edelman off the rebound. Now bad pass and goes off Douglas' hands and out of bounds. 1:18 left to play in the first half. 28-24, making with the lead. Grisco will inbound. Grisco on the near sideline. Edelman checks out. Jason Daniels checks back in. Pass comes in the backcourt to Callum Wheeler. Wheeler will bring it across the timeline. Out fast to Douglas on the Daniels on the deep right wing. Out pops Grisco between the two circles. Grisco down the left lane. And man, he drug his pivot foot. Tried to stop on the block, and the pivot foot just kept right on going. Joe Magruder will inbound to Lovinger. Under a minute left to play in the half. As Lovinger will bring it across the timeline. Lovinger gives it to Magruder between the two circles. Lanier in the right corner. To Magruder on the deep right wing. Kick it back out to Petrie between the two circles. To Lovinger on the left wing. To Petrie back to Lovinger. He'll try a three. No good. Magruder the rebound. Gets it underneath. Shot put up. Missed it. That was Petrie. And out with the rebound comes Clark County. Wheeler tried to find Connor Pearl in the right corner. Passes batted out of bounds. So it'll be Clark County basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline. Carter Grisco will trigger. Grisco in front of the Macon bench. Gets it into Daniels. Now back to Grisco on the right wing. Grisco back to Daniels on the right wing. Daniels skips it over to the left wing to Connor Pearl. To Harrison Parker. On the baseline, too far under the basket. Looks for somebody and walks with it. As he was trying to make a move out of a double team right on the baseline, and he tried, too many steps. So here comes Lovinger. Lovinger, he'll try a three at the buzzer. No good, and that's the end of the first half. What's the score? Macon 28, Clark County 24. Back in 2 minutes. This is KMN Sports.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahokia, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow The Media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Kansas. A group of men started meeting in secret. They were plotting an attack on a local Muslim community, one that could have killed hundreds.
It would have completely shaken the foundation of America
if it hadn't been stopped by one man. Truth and Lies, The Informant, a five-part series from ABC Audio. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School World Halftime of the boys' game. And Macon leading Clark County 28-24. Take a look at the first half scoring for the Macon Tigers. Hayden Lovinger with 4 points. Michael Lanier with 8. Boston Douglas with 9. And Maurice Magruder with 7 points. For Clark County, Carter Briscoe with 6. Connor Pearl with 4. Harrison Parker with 8. Grayson Daniels with 6. Macon led 12-9 after one quarter. Macon outscored Clark 16-15 in the second quarter. And Macon leads here at halftime 28-24. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports. Two more, Mark.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahokia, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The toilet sneeze. Every flush spews bacteria onto surfaces that little Bobby touches and then spreads to the light switch and everywhere else in the house. Yuck. So Dad uses Microban 24 to help stop the spread. It's the only sanitizing spray with a long-lasting shield that keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria on surfaces for up to 24 hours. Be confident you're protecting your family with Microban 24. Don't just sanitize it, Microban it.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Clark County Indian Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime, the boys' game, and Macon leading Clark County 28-24. In the girls' game, it was Macon winning their ninth game of the year by defeating Clark County 44-23. Macon led in scoring by Peyton Weimer with 10 points, Ella Barnett with 12 points, while Clark County led in scoring by D.D. Church with 7 points. Macon jumped out 15-5 after one quarter. Macon outscored Clark County 11-9 in the second quarter and led 26-14 at the half. In the third quarter, Macon outscored Clark 5-3. Macon led 31-17 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Macon outscoring Clark County 13-6, and the Tigerettes win it 44-23. Macon improves to 9-14, while Clark County girls 3-18, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Are you wanting to open a new checking account? What about a savings account for your children's future? Cahokia State Bank can help you choose the type of account that best suits your financial needs. Stop by any of their three branches today for more information. They're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4:30, Fridays at Cahokia Main until 5, and till 6 at the Cahokia and Wayland drive-thru. Then Saturday, 8 to noon at all three locations for your convenience. Cahokia State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Are you wanting to open a new checking account? What about a savings account for your children's future? Cahokia State Bank can help you choose the type of account that best suits your financial needs. Stop by any of their three branches today for more information. They're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4:30, Fridays at Cahokia Main until 5, and till 6 at the Cahokia and Wayland drive-thru. Then Saturday, 8 to noon at all three locations for your convenience. Cahokia State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. As we start the second half, thrilling first half. It is a three-point shootout. And Macon won the shootout. They lead it 28-24. So Macon on the floor. Here comes Clark County. Clark County will have the basketball to start the second half. Carter Briscoe will inbound. Starters are back. No, Lucas Edelman is on the floor for Clark County. Gallen Wheeler brings it across the timeline. Daniels moves out to the right wing. Now to Edelman, the left wing to Wheeler. Wheeler bounce pass to the left block to Daniels. Turn, puts a shot up in the left hand. Got it. Nice shot by Grayson Daniels. And it's 28-26. Making that by two. Lovinger across the timeline. As Regan back in the ball game. Magruder filling near in the right corner. Back to Lovinger between the two circles. Magruder on the right wing. Magruder gets it to Lovinger on the left wing. Lovinger, nice through the defense, puts it off glass, got it. Nice move by Hayden Lovinger. 30-26. Edelman across the timeline. Edelman gives the ball to Connor Pearl on the right wing. Now Wheeler at the top of the key. Wheeler bounce past to Daniel, puts it up off. Couldn't use the glass, and it hit the back iron, bounced off, and Macon will get the basketball. So Maurice Magruder will inbound to Lovinger. Lovinger will walk it across the timeline. Clark County will go 2-3 zone. Lanier has it on the right wing to Lovinger, to the left wing Magruder, inside to Douglas. Douglas hits a shot up from the dotted line, and the foul, I think, is going to be on Grayson Daniels. So Daniels, yep, so Grayson Daniels picks up his first foul. And Boston Douglas will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. He has nine, looking for 10. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. Danced all over the rim, fell through. So 10 points for Douglas. 31-26, an early going of the second half. Douglas with 10, looking for 11. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Left it short. Wheeler comes off with the rebound. Wheeler brings it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Macon. Connor Pearl cut off on the right baseline. Gets it out to Daniels. Now Wheeler from the dotted line. Shot up from five. No good. Tipped up by Pearl. No good. Rebound comes out to Maurice Douglas. Douglas takes it right at Daniels. Now kicks it inside to Rigger. Puts it off. Blast and in. Caleb Rigger with 2 points. Now Douglas was on the floor. He gets back up as Edelman down the right lane. Kicks it back out to Wheeler. Now Edelman in the right corner. Edelman, one dribble. Looks for somebody guarded by Douglas. Gets it inside to Briscoe. Briscoe had the ball slapped away by Douglas. Douglas had no place to go with it. Just flipped it in the backcourt. And now there was a big old scramble. It's going to be a foul, I think, on somebody. As Magruder was the last one to get up off the bottom of the pile, and the foul's going to be on Magruder. So Maurice Magruder picks up the foul, trying to shake it off, holding his ribs. And he walks down to the other end of the floor. Now they bring a towel out. There was bodies all over the floor, right in the center circle, state of Missouri. There's Boston Douglas. Dries the floor a little bit. And Carter Briscoe will inbound. Placed by Macon. Edelman in the backcourt. As Edelman gets the ball to Wheeler. Wheeler still in the backcourt. Now brings it across the timeline. Jump pass to Briscoe for three. Bullseye. Carter Briscoe with 9 points. And it's 36-26. Now Boston Douglas will try it. Three, missed it. And Wheeler off the rebound. Wheeler takes it right to Lanier, lays it up, missed it. And off of the rebound, Macon. Now the scoreboard's right, 33-29. Lanier with a left hand puts it up and in. 10 points for Michael Lanier. Wheeler will bring it across the timeline. And Michael Lanier just made his 1,000th career point. They're ready for him on the other side. All the fans, 1,000 points. So congratulations, Michael Lanier. Douglas gets it to Edelman on the left wing. As Edelman, bounce pass to Briscoe. And now we have a timeout. Clark County wants to talk things over. 4:40 left to play in the third quarter. It's making 35 and Clark County 29. As I don't know whether Macon called the timeout or Clark County, but they're still standing over the fans with the 1,000-point banner. It doesn't look like there's a bunch of high fives. They were set all over the place. Pictures being taken. One fan holding the banner that says, Michael, 1,000 points, and there's four other fans that had a 1, a 0, a 0, and a 0. Quite an accomplishment. And I've seen a lot of people this winter score their 1,000 point. As Carter Briscoe on the near sideline will inbound to Wheeler in the right corner. As Wheeler brings it back out between the two circles. Wheeler guarded by Lanier. Now he tried to get it inside and almost stolen away by Magruder. And Magruder jumped in the air, got the ball through it, off of Daniels and out of bounds. So Macon will have the basketball. Magruder will inbound to Lovinger. As Lovinger will walk it across the timeline. Well, a 2-1-2 by Clark County. Magruder between the two circles to Lovinger. As Lovinger lob underneath and send it for Douglas. Now the ball's loose on the floor, and Carter Briscoe is tied up by Douglas. Now there's another timeout. 4:11 left to play in the third quarter. Macon 35, Clark County 29 back. And let's see what they call it. Back in 60 seconds, this is KMM Sports.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
4:11 left to play in the third quarter. 35-29, making with the lead. Carter Briscoe in the backcourt. Briscoe lost the hell on the basketball. And now Briscoe steals it back. Wheeler will bring it across the timeline for Clark County. Wheeler in a double team. Out past to Edelman. Now Briscoe. Briscoe in the paint. Walked out by Wheeler inside. Connor Pearl puts it up. Got it. 6 points for Pearl. 4-point making lead. With the basketball is Lovinger. It's Lovinger as a between the two circles. Jace Terry in the ball game for the Tigers. Boston Douglas at the top of the key. Douglas Kicks it off to Magruder. Magruder along the baseline. A little five-foot runner missed it. Airballed, in fact. And Harrison Parker off the rebound. The Wheeler. Now Parker. Parker back to Wheeler. Bounce pass to Edelman on the deep left wing. Edelman gives it to Wheeler, top of the key. The Edelman left wing, the left corner. Briscoe. Briscoe gets it inside to Wheeler. Wheeler puts up the shot, missed it. And out with the rebound comes Terry. Gives it to Magruder. Magruder across the timeline to Lovinger. That's Lovinger. Dribbles down to the right block. Running five-footer, missed it. And now the Clark County's got numbers. Edelman threw the ball over the head of Parker and out of bounds. So Macon will have it back. 2:41 left to play in the third quarter. Macon played Hannibal last night. Maybe that's why they're running just a little bit slower, as Jonathan Bray will check in. Terry checks out, and Rigger checks in. The Lovinger will bring it across the timeline. As they try to jump him at the timeline, no go. To Lanier on the deep left wing, back to Lovinger. Back to Lanier. Lanier will try a three on the way. No good. And Magruder comes out with a rebound on the right wing. Now he'll drive the baseline, puts it up the left hand, got it. Just seems like whenever he wants to. 9 points for Maurice Magruder. As Wheeler brings it across the timeline. Kicks it to Connor Pearl. Pearl in a double team. Under the basket, turns, puts it up and in. 8 points for Connor Pearl, 37-33. Lanier for three, bullseye. Michael Lanier with 13. 7 points, making lead, 40-33. As Billings to the left wing, gets it on the left lane to Connor Pearl. Now pass is slapped away. Ahead he goes. To Lanier, puts up the shot, rejected by Wheeler. A big smile on Lanier's face. And I think they're going to call the foul on Wheeler. I think that's what they did. Let's see what all the discussion's about. I thought he blocked it cleanly myself. As Lanier's first one up, in and out, no good. So Wheeler's going to pick up the foul. That's his second. And Wheeler's going to set down. I thought he had it cleanly. As Grayson Daniels checks back in. So Lanier, 13, looking for 14, and got it. 14 points for Michael Lanier. 8 point, making lead. Harrison Parker with the basketball. Parker takes it down the left lane, reverse layup, missed it. Tip up, no good. And Bray comes away with it. Gets it to Magruder. Magruder, pass was way too high to Rigger. And goes out of bounds. The idea was there, but the pass a little bit too high. Half-court pass now to Parker. Pearl in the right corner. To Edelman, back to Pearl. Pearl to the right wing. Kicks it out to Billings between the two circles. As Billings left side of the circle to Daniels. Inside, Connor Pearl on the left lane. Pearl to Parker. Tries a three. No good. But Billings comes off with a rebound. Gets a double team. Daniels for three. Pinballs in and out. Pearl, rebound, puts it up. It goes down. It counts and he's fouled. 10 points to Connor Pearl. And the foul's going to be on Lovinger, and that's his first. So Connor Pearl will go to the line, trying to complete the three-point play. Now Magruder will check out. And back in the ball game comes Boston Douglas. Pearl's first free throw up, no good. And Rigger off the rebound to Lovinger. As Lovinger still walking across the timeline, man-to-man defense by Clark County. Lovinger gets it off to Bray in the left corner. Back to Lovinger, looks up, sees 38 seconds. Now they back off. And What do you got? Whistle and a foul. A foul's going to be on Jarrett Billings. So Billings picks up his first foul. Macon will inbound underneath their own basket. 34 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Inbounds to Boston Douglas. Douglas leans in, puts a shot up from five and got it. 12 points for Douglas. Billings gives the ball to Daniels on the left wing. Kicks it out to Edelman between the two circles to the right wing. As Edelman now whistle foul away from the ball. And it may be on Parker. I think Harrison Parker just picked up the foul, and he did. And that's his first. 15 seconds left to play in the quarter. Pressure by Clark County. Lovinger gets it into Douglas. Douglas waves everybody off. Now he'll bring the ball across the timeline. As Douglas spin move into the paint. Little 5-foot jumper. Got it. 14 points for Boston Douglas. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Macon 45, Clark County 35. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately, there's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Because at SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow the media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
8 minutes left to play in the ball game. Macon 45, Clark County 35. And Macon will have the basketball. So Michael Lanier will inbound on the near sideline, gets in the backcourt to Lovinger. Lovinger will bring it across the timeline. Lovinger has it between the two circles. Clark County goes back to a 2-1-2. Lanier on the left wing dribbles across the free throw line to Bray. Bray goes along the baseline to Lovinger. Goes the baseline, a whistle and a foul. Foul may be on Connor Pearl, and it will be. So Connor Pearl picks up the foul. That's his first. Lovinger gets it in to Douglas. Douglas at the dotted line gets it underneath to Lovinger, puts it up and in. 8 points for Hayden Lovinger. Garrett Billings across the timeline, takes it down the far sideline. Now he kicks it back out to Edelman. Edelman at the top of the key to Briscoe. To Daniels in the right corner, dribbles the right wing. Billings takes it free throw line, kicks it out to Briscoe. Briscoe on the right wing and stolen away. And they get it ahead. Well, stolen by Lovinger, got ahead to Michael Lanier. And a whistle and a foul. The foul may be on Connor Pearl again. And it will be. So Connor Pearl picks up his second personal foul. Michael Lanier at the line. He has 14, looking for 15. 7:04 left to play in the ball game. As Lanier toes the line, eyes it, fires it, and got it. 15 points for Michael Lanier. Now in the ball game will come Chase Webster. So Webster is in, and Edelman checks out. As Lanier's second free throw missed it, and Webster comes off the rebound. So Chase Webster takes it down the far sideline, guarded by Bray. Kicks it back out to Billings. He kicks it to the left wing, Carter Briscoe. Now Webster, top of the key, Billings in the left corner. Disco on the left block. Puts the shot up off glass. Missed it. And Rager comes off the rebound. Rager to Lovinger. It's Lovinger. Gets it to Lanier. Lanier across the timeline to Douglas between the two circles. And Douglas underneath the Rager off glass. Got it. 4 points for Caleb Rager. Gives the assist to Douglas. 50 to 35. Making with the lead, Billings on the deep left wing. Now Pearl on the deep right wing. Long three on the way. Bullseye, Carter Briscoe. 4 points to Carter Briscoe. Makes it 50 to 38. 6 minutes left to play. Making with the lead in the basketball is Gray. Across the timeline to Douglas on the left wing. Inside Lanier. Lanier lost the pass, stolen away by Chase Webster. Now Webster had the ball knocked away. Picked up by Lovinger. Lanier with the left hand got it. 17 points for Michael Lanier. And now timeout on the floor. 5:41 left to play in the ball game. It's Macon 52, Clark County 38. Back in a minute. This is KNM Sports.
Gonna feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi. Who's this?
Buzz. He appears whenever you eat Honey Nut Cheerios.
Like a genie?
Sure.
Ooh, does he grant wishes? I wish I lived in a giant boot. No, I wish I could swim with a humpback whale. No.
I can grant you a delicious bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios, which can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Ooh, with heart shapes, too.
Happy heart-shaped Cheerios are back for a limited time. Pick up a box of Honey Nut Cheerios at your local store for an easy, delicious, and heart-healthy start to your day.
52-38, Macon with the lead. 5:41 left to play. And Clark County will have the basketball. Carter Briscoe will inbound. Frazier by Macon. Gets it to Billings. As Garrett Billings picked up by Lanier. Spin move on Lanier. Brings it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks for somebody. Out pops Connor Pearl in the left corner. Inside to Daniels. Puts it up. Got it. Grayson Daniels with 10 points. 52-40, making up by 12 with the basketball. Lovinger will bring it across the timeline. Lovinger gets it to Boston Douglas in the left corner. Bounce, jump pass back to Lovinger. Down on the baseline to Rager. Rager thought Douglas was going to come on, didn't, and the pass is stolen away by Billings. Bounce pass to Webster. Webster in a double team. Now just threw it toward the basket. Picked up by Lovinger, ahead to Lanier. Lanier gets it back to Lovinger. Lovinger but has it between the two circles. Now in the center circle, Lovinger guarded by Webster. Lanier kicks it out to Douglas. Now Bray for three. Bullseye! Jonathan Bray with three. 55-40. Daniels now in the backcourt. Across the timeline to Briscoe. Inside Connor Pearl. Pearl back to Briscoe. Briscoe guarded by Lovinger. Billings now Webster on the left wing. Webster back to Billings between the two circles. There's Billings. Guarded by Lanier. Billings looks for somebody. Finds Briscoe on the left wing. Underneath is Connor Pearl. Somebody lost Pearl. He was all by himself. What a pass from Briscoe. 12 points for Connor Pearl. 13-point making lead, 55-42. 3:45 left to play. Lanier to Lovinger. As Lovinger takes it free throw line. Bounce pass to Rager. Gets it on inside. Shot put up by Boston Douglas. Got it. As Douglas with 16 points. Here comes Billings across the timeline to the left wing. Billings in a double team. Had the ball stolen away by Lanier. Ahead he goes to Bray. Bray puts the shot up. Missed it. but he's fouled by Carter Briscoe. The second foul on Carter Briscoe. Jonathan Bray will go to the line to shoot a pair. And Maurice Magruder gets set to check back in. 3:18 left to play. Bray has 3 points, looking for four, and got it. 4 points for Jonathan Bray. Magruder will check in, and Reger will check out. Billings checks out, and Wheeler checks back in for Clark County. So four, looking for five for Jonathan Bray. Shots up, in and out, no good, and Pearl off of the rebound. So Wheeler. As Wheeler will bring it across the timeline, finds Webster on the right wing, and Dennis Dent wants a timeout. 3:09 left to play in the ball game. Macon 58, Clark County 42, back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
As a small business owner, the last thing you need is to be charged for being successful. That's why at Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we don't have all those annoying fees on our business checking accounts. We understand the amount of time and energy you are investing in our community with your business. Let us help you make it grow. Stop by one of our 7 locations in Northeast Missouri today and ask about our small business checking accounts. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
3:09 left to play in the ball game. Macon 58, Clark County 42, and Clark County will have the basketball. Carter Briscoe will inbound near side. Gets it to Wheeler, back to Briscoe. Around the top of the key to the left side of the circle. To Wheeler between the two circles. Now Parker on the deep left wing, the right wing. High post to Daniel. Pearl off the baseline from 10, got it. 14 points for Connor Pearl. 58-44. Macon with the lead. 2:45 left to play. Lovinger. As Clark County goes man-to-man. Lovinger with basketball slip. That got back up. Kept his dribble. Started by Connor Pearl. Lovinger. In the paint. Now fans back out between the two circles. Now he's started by Wheeler. As Lovinger on the right wing. And a bounce pass pulling near. Down the way, picked up by Briscoe. Briscoe puts it up and in. 14 points for Carter Briscoe. Tracer by Clark County. 2 minutes left to play. 58-48. As Douglas will take it right to the hoop, lays up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul, and it may be on Carter Briscoe. No, it may be on Connor Pearl. Yes, it will be. So Connor Pearl picks up his third personal foul. Boston Douglas at the line with 16, looking for 17. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 17 points for Boston Douglas. 59-46, 13-point Macon lead as Douglas, 17, looking for 18. Eyes it. Fires it, missed it, and the rebound comes off to Harrison Parker. Parker in a double team, looks for somebody to throw it to. Just kind of eases down the floor to Daniel. To Briscoe, takes it to the hoop line, puts it up and in. 16 for Carter Briscoe. 11-point making lead. Boston Douglas takes it into the paint, a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Carter Briscoe. So three fouls on Carter Briscoe. 1:41 left to play in the ball game. 59-48 as Boston Douglas will again go to the line and he'll shoot a 1-1. 17 looking for 18. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 18 points for Boston Douglas. 60-48, 12-point Macon lead. Again, 1:41 left to play in the game. As Douglas ties it, fires it, and got it. Boston Douglas with 19 points. A little pressure by Macon. Across the timeline comes Carter Briscoe. Briscoe jump stop to the dotted line. Now Pearl, 15-footer, got it. Connor Pearl with 16 points. 61-50. Boston Douglas splits a double team. And a whistle and a foul. See, the foul's going to be on, I think they're going to call it, on Carter Briscoe, and they do. Four fouls on Briscoe. So Boston Douglas again will go to the line. He has 19, looking for 20. 1:23 left to play. Shot up, got it. 20 points for Boston Douglas. It's now Douglas with 62-50. It's Douglas with 20, looking for 21. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 21 points for Boston Douglas. 13-point making lead. Clark County with basketball. Wheeler to Briscoe. Back to Wheeler in the backcourt. Across the timeline to Briscoe. Long three-pointer. Bullseye! Carter Briscoe lighting it up. He has 19 as Magruder with the basketball, and he is fouled, stopping the clock with 1:11. That's Maurice Magruder will be at the line. He'll shoot a 1-1. No, he'll shoot two shots. That's the 10th team foul. So two shots for Magruder. He has 9, looking for 10. Shots up, got it. 10 points, Magruder. 64-53. Carter Briscoe with 19 points. He's hit 5 or 6 threes. Shots up, missed it. And the rebound put back up, no good. Tipped up, no good. Finally, Harrison Parker comes away with it. Parker in a double team. Tried to get it back out to Wheeler, stolen away by Bray. Gets it to Magruder. Magruder to Michael Lanier. Lanier to Boston Douglas. Now Lovinger. And they're going to foul Lovinger. And the foul's going to be on Wheeler, and that's his third. Macon was doing everything they could do. That ball went so fast to try to stay away from the foul. Finally, Wheeler caught up to Lovinger. Lovinger with 8 points, looking for 9, and got the first one. So 9 looking for 10. 50 seconds left to play. Lovinger's next free throw up. Got it, Moe. 10 points for Hayden Lovinger. 66-53. Wheeler. Bounce pass to Parker. Takes it to the hoop. Puts the shot up. He was fouled before he got there, I think. But when he put the shot up, it was rejected big time. Well, no, they're going to say that he was an active shooting. Foul's going to be on Bray. So Jonathan Bray picks up his first foul. So Harrison Parker with 8, looking for 9 shots up. Got it. 9 points for Parker. 44 seconds left to play. 66-54. Parker looking for the 10th point and got it. 10 points for Harrison Parker. Now in the backcourt, Maurice Magruder. Magruder splits a double team. Now he fans out in the right corner. Gives it to Boston Douglas, and Douglas is fouled by Parker. So Parker picks up the foul. That's his second. And they'll send Boston Douglas back to the line to shoot two shots. I think they're fouling the wrong guy here. Douglas has been at the line a lot of times, and he hasn't missed many. Shots up, got it. 22 points for Boston Douglas. As they take Lovinger out. And They bring Petrie back in. Next shot up, got them both. 23 points for Boston Douglas. 68-55. Harrison Parker, he'll try a three, no good. And Petrie off the rebound. Gets it out to Magruder. Magruder will bring it across the timeline. He'll dribble around. Magruder still with the dribble. Hands it off to Lanier. Lanier with 10 seconds. And he's just going to dribble it out. And that will be the end of the ball game with the final score making 68. Tri-County 55. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately, there's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in eight Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
He wants to get out. There is no way out.
From Best Case Studios and ABC Audio, listen to In Plain Sight, Lady Bird Johnson, a new podcast about the power of a political partnership, one that somehow doesn't show up in the many, many accounts of Lyndon Johnson's presidency. Told through Lady Bird's own audio diaries and available now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Whether you're thinking of buying, improving, or refinancing, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has the terms and rates to put your plan into action for vehicle loans, home loans, personal loans, and ag loans. 7 Northeast Missouri locations have experienced staff ready and waiting to serve you in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland, serving the rural community for over 100 years. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
I am Kate Gibson.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. It's a final as the Macon Tigers win their 20th game of the year by defeating Clark County 68-55. Take a look at the scoring first four. Macon, Jonathan Bray with 4 points. Hayden Levenger with 10. Michael Lanier with 17. Boston Douglas with 23. Caleb Rigger with 4. And Maurice Magruder with 10. For Clark County, Carter Briscoe with 19 points. Connor Pearl with 16. Harrison Parker with 10, and Drayson Daniels with 10 points. Macon led 12-9 after one quarter. Macon outscored Clark County 16-15 in the second quarter. Macon led 28-24 at the half. In the third quarter, the Tigers outscored the Indians 17-11, and Macon led 45-35 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Clark County outscored Macon 20-13, but Macon wins at 68-55. Macon improves to 20-4, while Clark County drops to 8-14. In the girls' game, it was Macon winning their ninth game of the year by defeating Clark County 44-23. Macon led in scoring by Peyton Weimer with 10 points, Ella Barnett with 12 points, and Clark County led by D.D. Church with 7. Macon led 15-5 after one quarter. Tigerettes outscored the Lady Indians 11-9 in the second quarter, and Macon led 26-14 at the half. In the third quarter, Macon outscored Clark 5-3 and led 31-17 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Macon again outscored Clark 13-6. Macon girls win it 44-23. Macon improves to 9-14, while Clark County falls to 3-18. So it's a Macon sweep tonight here at Clark County High School. Again, the girls' game was Macon winning 44-23. Macon 9-14, Clark County 3-18. In the boys' game, it was Macon 68, Clark County 55, as Macon wins their 20th game of the year. They were led in scoring by Hayden Lovinger with 10. Michael Lanier with 17. Boston Douglas with 23. And Maurice Magruder with 10. While Clark County led by Carter Biscoe with 19 points. Connor Pearl with 16. Harrison Parker with 10. And Drayson Daniels with 10 points. Macon improves to 20-4. Clark County boys now 8-14. Coming up, our next ball game, last ball game of the regular season, will be Friday night. I'll be at Schuyler County High School, Schuyler County, and South Shelby. For producer Mark Denny from Clark County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Good job as always, Donnie. Thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed tonight's action. Clark County Lady Indians and Clark County Indians brought to you in part by Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia. Also by Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with locations in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City. By the Hometown Journal weekly newspaper in Cahokia. Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia. By the Cahokia Media weekly newspaper. Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC. Southeastern Community College in Burlington. Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia. And by People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, member FDIC. As Donnie said, the 17th will be the final night of regular season high school basketball. South Shelby at Schuyler County will be the official game, and we'll hope weather will cooperate by that point in time. Well, there's snow coming in, no doubt about it. Several inches is forecast. We'll see how that all turns out. Be sure to stay tuned to KMEM. We'll have the latest weather information for you. But again, the final broadcast of high school football for this season, scheduled for this Friday night, South Shelby at Schuyler County. And then district basketball will begin this coming Monday. Until then, for Donnie Middleton and everybody at KMEM Sports, I'm Mark Denny. Have a great evening, everyone.